Welcome to The Daily Dose, where we are currently walking through an overview of the entire Bible. Join us today as we learn the story of Scripture and see God's redemptive plan through Christ from cover to cover. Let's listen to Matt Reister, Director of Christian Crusaders and the Cedar Falls Bible Conference.
Today we're going to be in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. This is where Jesus will appear to his disciples after what we studied in our previous text, Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene outside the tomb. Before we dive into this text, I want to say thank you to the Family Leader for being our Daily Dose devotion sponsor. You can learn more about the Family Leader in the announcements at the end of this devotion, and as always, thank you to the Family Leader for their support. Verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Now this is a scene, if you're familiar with this text, that you've certainly been taught about in one way or another. It's a perplexing scene. We don't have all the information of exactly what happened. We do know that this is on Resurrection Sunday. That would have been the first day of the week. And it says that the disciples were locked in a room because they were afraid of the Jews. Now this makes sense. They've just seen their leader, Jesus, crucified. They're concerned that they're going to get rounded up by the Romans or by the Jews and maybe suffer the same fate, and they're in a room where the door is locked. And then Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Now, there's a couple different theories about what exactly happened here. Some scholars believe that Jesus miraculously materialized inside the room despite the locked door somehow. This must be what I was originally taught about this text, because until recently, it's what I always assumed happened. I thought there was more in the text to lead us to believe that that's what happened, but as I explore it, I'm not sure that's what happened. All we know is that the door was locked and that Jesus came in there. Now, if he miraculously rematerialized, was able to walk through a door or whatever, that's really interesting. And if that's the case, which it might be, does that mean that our resurrected bodies, like Jesus' resurrected body, even though they're physical, there's something about them that allows them to walk through doors? I heard one preacher suggest, because of his view that's in line with what I'm describing here, that that's actually what happened during the resurrection of Jesus. The preacher said, when the stone was rolled away from the tomb, it wasn't rolled away so that Jesus could walk out. Jesus didn't need to be able to walk out of the tomb. He could rematerialize outside the tomb without an opening in the tomb. The reason the stone was rolled away, according to this guy, wasn't for that purpose, but it's so that Mary and the disciples could see in. They could see that it was empty. This is all very interesting, kind of metaphysical sci-fi type stuff. And I'm not saying it's beyond the realm of possibility, but what I am saying is when I look at this text, it doesn't give us 100% for sure compelling evidence that that's what happened. Another theory by some other scholars is that Jesus was simply let into the locked room by the disciples. Or maybe a middle of the road theory is that Jesus somehow miraculously unlocked the locked door and appeared among them. Whatever the case may be, I don't think it's terribly important that we nail that down. But I do want to comment on Jesus' words, "Peace be with you." We're going to see them again here in a moment. And I think this first blessing or greeting when he says, "Peace be with you," has a very disarming intent. These disciples are scared of the Jews and they're gathered together, huddled together. And so there's a sense in which Jesus is saying, "Peace be with you. You don't need to be afraid of what you're afraid of regarding the Jews and how you're going to be treated." It could also be just a simple, "Peace be with you. I know I just scared the heck out of you guys by just showing up here, perhaps in a miraculous way. And so chill, guys. It's fine. It's me. Peace be with you." Let's continue with verse 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So this is also an interesting bit of information. There's something about Jesus' appearance, his resurrected body, that still has the scars or the marks from his crucifixion. He's able to show them his hands. He's able to show them his side. Verse 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." So this second "peace be with you" precedes what some people call John's version of the Great Commission. As the Father has sent me, he says to his disciples, I am sending you. And what do we know about how the Father sent Jesus? The Father sent Jesus to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the good news. So Jesus is commissioning his disciples to do the same. When he precedes that with "peace be with you," I think this "peace be with you" has a lot more substance or depth to it, perhaps, than the first one. I think in the most significant, deepest sense, Jesus is proclaiming to them, now that I'm risen, now that I've lived the perfect life that you can't live, now that I've paid the penalty for sin that you can't pay, those of you who have put your faith in me are right with God. You're reconciled to your Creator. Your sin is covered. My righteousness is imputed into you, so you stand blameless and holy before God. And because of that, there's no more conflict between you and the Father as there was before that reconciliation took place. That's a great source of peace. There's also a sense in which it could mean now you have that message of peace that the Father sent me to share with the world, and I'm sending you to share that gospel-centered message of peace with the world. It says that he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to find out in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, that's when the Spirit comes and indwells every believer. And this doesn't mean that that didn't happen then or that it happened early, but this is a foreshadowing of that for sure. And then he says something that's been a source of confusion for many. He says, if you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. And if you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. And this isn't meant to suggest that the disciples or anybody else can just go around declaring forgiveness willy-nilly according to whatever they feel like that day. Today, I'm going to declare forgiveness for people who are gossips and slanderers, but I'm not going to declare forgiveness for adulterers and thieves. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. I think what Jesus is saying is tied to what he already said, which is, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And what I'm sending you to do is to declare the truth of the gospel to the world. And so you can, disciples, declare with authority that anybody who puts their faith and trust in Christ will indeed have their sin forgiven. That's the gospel. Conversely, anybody who doesn't put their faith and trust in Christ, forgiveness will be withheld because there's no path to forgiveness other than through faith in Christ. What a great text, which I have kind of breezed through in the past. It's got way more rich substance to it than I was aware of. And here's a teaser for next time. The disciple Thomas was not in the room for this gathering, but Jesus and Thomas are going to have an interaction that should inspire and encourage all of us who've ever doubted. You can come back for more next time on that. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
This is The Daily Dose, a podcast of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Please subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts, or download the free Christian Crusaders app and share with a friend. Also, prayerfully consider supporting our ministry at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find our weekly 30-minute radio broadcast airing on stations around the world since 1936, and where you can listen to our Conversations podcast featuring inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Special thanks to our Daily Dose sponsor, The Family Leader. God designed three social institutions, the family, the church, and government. At The Family Leader, they are bringing all three together, honoring God and blessing our neighbors. Learn how and join them at thefamilyleader.com. We also want to highlight another special ministry partner, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference. Check out conference videos and schedule of events online at cedarfallsbibleconference.com. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.